بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء ومن يشرك بالله فقد افترى إثما عظيما. In the previous ayat Allah explained the evils and wrongdoings of the Ahli Kitab, the Munafiqeen, the Jews. And then Allah invited them to accept Islam, and they can then experience the great mercy, forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. Now here Allah Ta'ala explains that which are the sins that which Allah will never forgive. And this ayat on my written is what gives the greatest hope for sinful people, that Allah Ta'ala will forgive all the sins as well. Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ. بے شک اللہ نہیں بخشتا اس کو جو اس کا شریک کرے. Allah Ta'ala does not forgive at all that person who associates partners to Allah Ta'ala. وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءَ. اور بخشتا ہے اس سے اور لوگوں کو گناہ جس کے چاہے. And besides shirk, Allah will forgive any person all his gunas if Allah so wishes. Here are two things that are referred to. Here in this ayat, shirk, and the other is kufr. These two gunas Allah will never forgive unless a person makes tawbah and corrects himself. But if he dies with shirk and kufr, then that will never be forgiven by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Kufr is that a person doesn't believe in Allah at all. That is an atheist. And shirk is a person believes in Allah, but he associates partners to Allah Ta'ala. Like the Christians, they do believe in Allah, but they believe together with that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is also part of Allah. And Maryam alayhi salam is as well. They believe in the Trinity. Like the Hindus, they also believe in Allah. But together with that, they believe in all their idols also. So that is shirk, that a person believes in Allah, but he associates partners with Allah Ta'ala. Here in this ayat, Allah is only referred to the sin of shirk, that is the sin Allah will never forgive. Then in many other ayats, Allah is referred to the sin of kufr also. So these are two gunas, kufr and shirk, which Allah Ta'ala will never forgive if a person dies together making shirk with Allah and not believing, making kufr with Allah Ta'ala. All the other gunas, even if a person did not make tawbah and Allah wishes, Allah will forgive. But for shirk and kufr, Allah will not even wish to forgive them. But all other gunas, no matter how major gunas they may be, no matter how many gunas they may be, if Allah wishes, Allah will forgive them. And if Allah does not forgive them, they will have to go and pay for it in the fire of Jahannam. But then finally, they will go to Jannah. But with kufr and shirk, if a person dies in that condition, then there is no possibility, no chance of him coming out of the fire of Jahannam, and he will remain in there forever and ever. So it is very, very important that a person looks after his iman. One is a person makes kufr and shirk, and then he of course is out of the fold of iman and Islam. One is a person does things which are equal to kufr and shirk, though he does not do it like willingly or openly, but like for example going to pray in a church, going and joining the prayers of the church people, of Hindu people, etc. And many other sins like that, when a person does that, though he has not done it himself as such, but his action is such that he loses his iman. And there are many things by which a person easily loses his iman. One is unconsciously he loses his iman, like making a joke about anything about deen, no matter how small it might be, a person makes a joke about it. Or any deeny matter, he makes istighfaf, he regards it as unimportant, it's just a small thing, this doesn't matter. that also leads to kufr. So those are gunas that a person must particularly be very worried about. He must not commit them, and regularly he must make dua and refresh his iman also on Allah Ta'ala. If a person dies and he did not make shirk with Allah, did not make kufr, even if he has major sins, there is great hope that he will get the full forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. But if he dies with kufr and shirk, then there is no hope of forgiveness, and then the only place is the fire of Jahannam, and that also forever and ever. وَمَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ or جِسْنَ شَرِيكْ تَرَيَا أَلَّهَا, and that person who has made a partner with Allah, and in the same way is kufr also. فَقَدْ افْتَرَى إِثْمًا عَظِيمًا اُسْنَ بَرَى تُفَانْ بَانْدَى, then he has caused a great upheaval and problem. That is what is called treason. He has gone openly against Allah Ta'ala. And that guna Allah will not forgive. So we also have to go watch ourselves. And it is this ummah's duty that they should be taking out the people of the world from kufr and shirk. Invite them towards Tawheed and the oneness of Allah. But unfortunately, we have completely forgotten what purpose we are supposed to be serving in this world, and we went to the extreme other side, that we are in fact following the ways of the kuffar, the ways of the Jews and the Christians and Hindus. We are following their ways, whereas we had to be taking them out of their kufr and shirk. So the iman is a great ni'mat, and this ayat gives the greatest hope to any sinner that he will be forgiven by Allah Ta'ala. But all that depends on liman yasha, whom Allah wishes to. And nobody knows whether Allah will wish for me to forgive me my gunas. So a person can never become brave and commit gunas recklessly and say Allah will forgive them. We don't know whether Allah will forgive them or not, or we will have to go and pray for them. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to stay away from all types of kufr and shirk, all types of irtidad by which we lose our iman, protect our iman in Islam, and to save ourselves from all gunas. Every guna, even kufr and shirk, if a person makes tawbah correctly, they are forgiven immediately by Allah Ta'ala. And Allah is very keen and eager to forgive all the gunas of a person. It is just a matter of a person turning to Allah and begging Him for His forgiveness. And then Allah Ta'ala forgives that person. So tawbah and istighfar should be also a regular feature in our lives. Every day we should set aside that minute, half a minute, in which we make tawbah of all our gunas, including kufr and shirk. And each one of us think that do we make any tawbah whatsoever? We're committing so many gunas, and we are drowned in gunas. We are drowned in the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. But no tawbah istighfar, no shukr to Allah for His favor. This is the height of ingratitude from a person. May Allah open our blind eyes and turn to such a merciful and kind being, and take His favors which He gives in abundance in this world also. And then in the akhirat, much, much more He gives. It is just a matter of taking, and this is that short while that we have to qualify to take from the great treasures and the great mercy and forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq.